shows 45-year-old Rich Ehlert entering a restricted area and dropping the 18-ton anchor. Ehlert says he was drunk and that the ship's anchor system was pretty similar to the system on his own boat. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, there we go. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy on KCNR 1460. Well, you know, that music, we've been listening to it now for about a year and a half, and I still love it. So I want to welcome our engineer, Nate Welch, today. Good morning, Nate. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Trudy.
We love having you. Without you, it would be very quiet in here. And also, our guest today, we have Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch up in Round Mountain. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you. I'm back.
You're back. So, you know, Dan's one of the sponsors of our show, and we like to have him on because so much changes in his life constantly. There's always some new thing that we need to learn about, and I want to just start right off with the fact that we have a national egg champion right here in the studio. So, Dan, you've won a huge award, you and Melinda and the kids. I mean, it's what an unbelievable thing.
It really is.
So what is it?
Cornucopia Institute.
Okay.
And they are a objective nonprofit organization out of Wisconsin, of all places. And really, their mission is they believe that the organic system is not perfect. They believe that it should be more than just a high-priced organic feed input, say in the case of chickens, and a high-priced egg on the other side. And so what their mission is they're kind of a consumer advocate, is they screen egg producers and they survey them. They come out and see how you do what you do and who's behind it and if you're doing all the things that you say you're doing. There's a lot of large-scale egg producers that market themselves as family little, you know, operations.
Mm-hmm.
And the consumer is fooled by this, really. They're caged operations, and they look like eggs from a small family farm.
So when you see the carton that's got the cute egg and
the chickens throwing the cages away and things like that, that
it's
you
not
see.
Not always true.
It's not always true. And what they do is who in the world has time to research a topic like, you know, which eggs to buy all the time?
I mean,
so what they do for the consumer is they're kind of a consumer advocate. They really go out there and they screen and scrutinize all these egg producers, and they score them. They have like 22 different criteria they score them on, and they come out and see if you're doing all these things. Things like, do you really let your chickens out every day? You know, how many square feet?
Are they really running around?
Yes. Are they really doing all these wonderful things that you say they're doing?
Yeah.
And they're scrutinizing your label. Are they really free range? Are they really organic? You know, are they really grazing?
Yeah.
And so they have a scale, and they have an egg score from 0 to 5 eggs, depending on your protocol and how good you are and if you're really doing all these things that you say you're doing. And they gave us a 5-egg rating.
Wow. Okay, but there's more. Of all the people who got a 5.
Well, they compared us to about 80 or so egg producers nationwide on their scorecard. And you can go to cornucopia.org and see the egg scorecard. And they not only gave us a 5-egg rating, but we happened to land at the top of the 5-egg class.
There we go. Yeah, so you know what? It's out of 2,200 points, and your ranch got 2,175.
The 2,175, yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
It's really.
So tell me, where'd you lose the 25 points? Well,
you know, one of the criteria is, you know, do you grow any of your own feed?
Oh, my goodness.
For the chickens? Are you just buying this high-priced organic input and just selling a high-priced egg out the other end and not doing anything to support, you know, the organic culture in between, sustainability and so forth? And so really, it's just a matter of, yes, we are doing more than that.
And, wow.
And, you know, we're very proud of our process. It's really all about transparency.
Yeah.
You know, they knocked us down a few points because we don't grow 100% of our own feed.
Well, that's silly. Just so you know, listeners, they were head and shoulders above everybody else, and I'm just teasing him. It's like, it's unbelievable. I mean, what an honor. I can't. Are you numb?
You know, yes, because it's really something that happened along the way. This isn't something we were working for. We were trying to be proud, just as proud of our process as we are of our product. That's what we were trying to do. And we tried to do things that made sense. We wanted to provide a consistent quality product that, you know, we're proud of, and also, but we're very proud of our how we got to that product, right down to the point where we have a retirement plan for our hens that is unparalleled anywhere.
Wow. Well, you know, we're going to talk about that in a little while because that will blow the minds of the listeners. It makes you want to be a chicken. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. And, you know, you're listening to KCNR 1460, and we're talking to Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch, and we'll be right back.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
Slow down. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for pushing 20 years, and, you know, we're all about trying to get you a little bit healthier, and so that you don't spend as many sick days, and maybe the second half of your life, we're trying to just keep you as healthy as you probably were the first half. And so in the studio today, we have Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch, and welcome back, Dan.
Thank you, thank you.
And, you know, we know you, and we support you because you have healthy food. And in my practice, we're always trying to get people to eat real food, eat food that's like it was years and years and years ago, hundreds of years ago. And so you have, you know, we were just talking about your national award, your award of having these unbelievable chickens, this product, this egg that's so full of nutrients. And you also do something kind of crazy with those chickens after they've had a couple of years of, you know, laying eggs for you. You send them to a retirement home. Now, it's a different home than most would think of, but share that with our listeners.
As if a chicken being a chicken rancher wasn't crazy enough. what I do is when my hens are kind of losing their edge, you know, when they're getting a little older, they're not laying an egg every day, you know, at some point I have to say goodbye to them and replace them with new hens.
Okay, and that's roughly at the two-year mark?
Roughly 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and, you know, it depends on how things go. But basically what I do is I've forged this relationship with a nonprofit animal rescue. And what they do is they come, when I call them, they will come and they will take my hens and they take them back to this free-range rescue ranch that they have established.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have an adoption screening process for my hens, for my what they call spent hens. And people can donate and receive a chicken as a backyard flock enthusiast or something like that. So I have, it's really kind of more of a strategy of integrity for my operation. I raise my own chicks from start to finish. I feel they have basically made my family a living. They've been good to me.
They have.
And I
been.
Think it's equitable and fair to provide them with this retirement option where they, so we are a no-kill facility. This is the only place in the world that this is happening right now, right here in California. And we help start it, basically.
Now, do you have a leather couch?
Yes, actually, but no chickens on it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, well, Dan sent me a picture of some of his hens on a fabulous leather kind of easy chair, right?
Now, these hens have names now.
Oh, and
okay,
the,
yes. So they all had names, and I don't remember them, but somebody, this animal rescue operation, they post pictures, and they tout, you know, the fact that they've rescued some hens, and so they showed a picture from somebody that adopted some of my hens, and they're comfortably playing around on somebody's leather sofa.
Yeah, inside.
In their house.
Living the good life.
Yeah.
So I'd say that not bad for the life of a hen.
I just
a couple of years at your place where it's all cushy and happy and gorgeous. And
I just hope that there's some type of karmic return when I'm ready to be retired, that maybe I can go sit on somebody's leather couch somewhere. You know, they can change my name. You know, so we're really proud of this because it's really cool to be able to send them off knowing that, you know, they've worked well for us. It's a fair deal. It really is a unique thing. And we're really what's unique about this is as a egg producer, you know, I'm often associated with the large scale evil commercial egg producers.
Right.
And
but you're not.
The types of producers that organizations like this kind of go after and try to scrutinize. Whereas we've both reached across what I'll call party lines, basically. They're a completely a vegan operation. They don't believe in using animals in production at all for any reason, even though the egg is not to the chicken as the bacon is to the hog. They don't believe it, but we've both reached across and we've forged this agreement, and it's a really cool, humane exit strategy for us.
Now, so you are a national award winner, and then you have a retirement plan.
Can you say that again?
National award winner, a national award
from
winner.
From Round Mountain?
From Round Mountain.
Shasta County?
You know, in our county, sometimes we have moments of low self-esteem. You know, the economy hasn't been that good. And we absolutely, like, all claim you. It's like a national award winner from our county. It's so exciting for us. I mean, it matters. You know, you kind of, when you prep got some award, you know, it's like, you prep, go Reading. You know, we just need kind of these successes help everybody. And so now tell me, you head to San Francisco, because I'm going to tell everybody here, if they're just tuning in for the first time, they have to know where to get your eggs. And we'll talk about why eggs are healthy here in a minute. And you also do the San Francisco run, which your kids and your wife are doing right now for you to get to play around on the radio here in Reading today.
I put them in the car this morning at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
And I sent them to the Golden Gate to drop off some eggs. We have three markets in San Francisco that love to see us come there. They really enjoy our product. They enjoy the integrity of the product. And so that's one of our markets now in San Francisco. And really, folks, this what we're talking about, you may get the impression that we're this big egg conglomerate of some sort. It's truly my wife and I. And my kids. And that's it.
And how old are your children, just in case?
Four.
Okay.
4 and 7.
In case they're picturing a scrapping workforce.
They make one 11-year-old if you add them together. And, you know, so that was one of the things at Cornucopia, when they showed up, they're like, okay, are you who you say you are? Oh, you're really, how many employees do you have? Oh, it's just the two of you doing this. And it's this, wow, this is a dynamic operation for just the two of you. And what do you do with your hens when you're done with them? And how do you treat them? And, okay, you really are who you say you are. So this is it. And we were compared, you know, we're kind of, we're basically a little chicken ranch, and we were compared to the biggest and the best. And, you know, we scored one for the underdog.
Oh, you did. You certainly did. Gosh. So now you, in San Francisco, you sell your eggs for how much? Because we like the locals to hear this.
Well, the residents of San Francisco will pay $7.99 a dozen for the eggs that sell, you know, for $4.25 to $4.89 here in Redding.
Excellent. See the benefits of living in Redding.
The same eggs. These aren't special San Francisco eggs. I don't do anything special to them. They just are far further removed from the source of good quality food, and they have a great sense of appreciation for it there, and they are willing to pay for it. It's still a very economic, it doesn't seem like it at $8 for a dozen eggs, but it's still a very economic source of protein for them in the city.
Oh, absolutely. And then when you're heading home, as we go to this break, we're going to play one of your favorite songs. Tell us why it's important to you.
This has kind of been just one theme that chose me. I didn't choose it. It's just I heard it one day. Somebody picked it out, said, this is your song, Dan. You live on a ridgetop. You go to the Golden Gate. You drop off your eggs. You ought to be proud of yourself. And, you know, when I see that Golden Gate in my mirror going back to my ridgetop, I think of this song, and it's just,
and
it kind of gives me goosebumps
artist?
Just thinking about
it.
Jesse Colin Young. This was done probably almost 40 years ago or so, and it's just found me now.
Excellent. So. Well, hey, you're listening to Positively Healthy, and as we go to break, here is Ridgetop.
Well, I live on a ridgetop, and Lord knows I like it just fine. Where it's windy. Yeah, my lawn is pine needles and my driveway is old funky dirt. And my front pathway markers are pieces of granite and churn.
9 a.m. Saturday, September 17th is Reading Recreation's Youth Triathlon and Health and Fitness Fair at Caldwell Park. Youths ages 5 to 18 are invited to swim, bike, run, and have fun at this beginner-friendly event. Everyone's invited to the fair to eat healthy goodies, win prizes, watch performances, and play games put on by local businesses committed to health and fitness. Prepare for the race at the triathlon prep camps on Saturday, August 27th and September 10th, and receive a substantial discount. Hurry, registration prices increase as the event draws nearer. Women, come join the Fitness and Adventure Club as we hike, bike, play tennis, and more starting Saturday, September 24th. Be part of a group of women of all ages and abilities in a guided and encouraging environment as we get active for free. Visit us at readingrecreation.org or call 225-4095 for more details and to register.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Slow down. Too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Okay, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. You're listening to Positively Healthy, and you know we're talking to Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch, and we have a quick announcement here. We have something going on for kids, and we have from the Reading Recreation Department, we have Audrey. Audrey, what's your last name?
DeLong.
DeLong. Okay, well, welcome to the show here.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you.
Nice to be
now,
here.
You work for the rec department.
I do.
And we're just doing an announcement because we really want to promote getting kids moving.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you were able to swing by after your yoga class that you teach and do this quick announcement. Now, your event, tell us when it is.
Well, our triathlon, the youth triathlon, is Saturday, September 17th.
Okay.
And then we have a couple of prep camps in preparation for the event.
Uh-huh.
And that first one is 2 weeks, actually 1 week from today, Saturday, August 27th. And then the second one is Saturday, September 10th.
Okay, so our age group here, we're looking at kids from what age zone?
5 to 18.
Okay, so if you're 5, you're going to do, I see here, in case people are wondering what the three activities are, it's like it always has been, it's swim, bike, and run.
Yes.
And the 5-year-olds, they're doing a 50-meter swim.
They are. That's
Whoa.
Just one length through the pool.
Yeah, okay.
At
and
the rec center.
This is down at the rec center. Okay, mm-hmm. The old plunge, Reading
yes.
Aquatic Center. Okay. And also, if you're 5, you're going to ride your bike for 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're going to run for 1/4 of a mile, one lap around the track.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's
But it's not...
Yes.
The track. Okay.
Right. It's pretty much around the pool. The transition center is right there at the pool area.
Yeah.
So the kids will come out of the pool, jump on their bike around, drop their bike off, and then run around. They'll end at a free health and fitness fair we have going on from 9 to noon that day.
Okay. So, and then that's open to the public. Anyone
totally.
Can come on over.
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of free things, fun activities, performances.
Now, this is your second year.
No, this is our second event. Our first one was in June.
Okay, your second mm-hmm. event. Now, do you have quite a few young kids or medium kids, or are these older kids more 17, 18? What's your most popular group?
Well, we just opened it up for the 17 and 18-year-olds just for this event.
I see.
And next year, we're actually going to open it up for adults, novice adults, and expand the course. So probably the most popular last time was probably the middle group, maybe 9 to 12-year-olds.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we're just headed back to school. Now, are these kids, why would they be in shape? Are they in shape from doing summer activities? Are they in...
Yeah.
You're just sort of hoping this is their level of fitness, right?
Right. We've talked to a couple of the swim teams, both the swim teams in town, and they're thinking it's perfect because they just had a meet about a couple weeks ago, and then they don't have a meet for a while, so this would be a great way to get the swim team kids in activity. Football has been going on for a little bit as far as practice. So just kind of getting the kids active, you know, coming off of the summer, one last hurrah before school fully gets in session.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. Now, what does it cost for families to do this?
Well,
send their kids over here.
Right now, the price is $35.
Okay.
And that lasts until the 13th of September. And then registration is $45 after that. And we do take day of the race registration. Although for camp, the prep camp participants, that's the August 27th and September 10th event,
mm-hmm.
if they participate in that, then the triathlon itself is only $20.
Okay. And then the prep camp, now this is just to kind of teach you how to do a triathlon?
Yeah, and get them used to it. Introduce them to the course so they'll know what the course is. They'll know exactly what they're doing.
Takes the mystery out, huh?
Yeah, and I have gotten some questions from the parents, like, what does the course look like? Is this safe? So we'll talk about that. We'll show them where they'll be going. We'll show them. It'll be marked off with cones. There'll be staff there, so it is fully safe. But just to introduce the kids, familiarize them with not only the triathlon event, but also the course itself.
Wow, what a great thing for kids.
Yeah.
And then what is it that you do at the rec department?
Many things.
Many things. Everything.
Yeah. I'm coordinating this event, and then I also actually lifeguard at the pool there at the Aquatic Center. And then starting at the end of September, I will be leading the Women's Fitness and Adventure Club.
Ah.
Hiking, biking, and things like swimming, disc golf, tennis, bowling.
Well, we might have to have you come back on to talk about that, because we're part of our goal here is to get people eating well, sleeping better, moving around more. And it's just good to hear, you know, kids we know, they just aren't moving around like they used to.
Right.
So, this is good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You're listening to Positively Healthy, and we'll be back we'll be back again here with Dan Martin right after this.
Well, I live on a beach top, and Lord knows I like it just fine. Where it's windy and foggy, quiet most all the time. Yeah, my lawn is pine needles, and my driveway is old. And my front pathway markers are pieces of granite and churn. Now my taxes are high,
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. If you have a question for Dan Martin, the number is 605-4567. And as we come back here talking about eggs, you know, if there's one food, if there was just one food, if we were down to there being just one thing we were going to eat, I would choose eggs. I mean, they've just been one of my favorite food items my entire life. So, Dan, welcome back.
Thank you.
And, you know, they're also affordable.
They're affordable. I think, giving me a price per pound, like $2.60 per pound for protein.
I have a little extra time on my hands to think while I'm counting eggs, a little time to myself.
Yes.
So things like, let's say if you went down to Orchard Nutrition today after the show and bought a dozen eggs, they're like 4 1/4. A dozen eggs, that's a pound and a half. A large egg is about 2 ounces, so 12 eggs, 24 ounces, 16 ounces per pound. You're getting a pound and a half of nutrient-dense protein, and I figured, as far as price per pound goes, because that's kind of something, a convention that people understand. How much per pound is it or something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it equates to like $2.66 a pound for perhaps the most nutrient-dense food around.
Yeah. And then, now, how do you guys eat your eggs?
I actually like my yolks runny.
Oh, people, did you hear that?
I know.
Did you hear that?
I have to admit it.
You're so French.
I actually had to turn, when I had the egg recall, last August or something, I actually had to call. I think I called your show, and I was trying to turn myself in because they were telling everybody, don't eat your eggs, runny, because, there's bad stuff in them.
Yeah.
I had to call and confess that I'd done that, and I survived it, actually. And
you're eating your own eggs.
But,
I'm certain that you survived.
Scrambled with either coconut oil is wonderful. Interesting, wonderful taste to the eggs.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with butter. Even olive oil.
Okay.
You can be healthy all the way.
So, soft yolk, but mostly scrambled?
I think just because that's how the kids like it.
Yeah.
We throw a little cheese on it as well. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's good stuff.
I've scrambled eggs.
And I think my own opinion has been, and my observation has been that, if I eat eggs in the morning, it stays with me.
Oh, it does. It sticks.
I'm not looking for snacks. I'm not pinging, looking for food. I shouldn't be looking for it.
Right.
It sticks with me. It holds me.
And you're not just sitting at a computer.
I'm burning it.
You're burning it.
So,
no, that's wonderful, which you're giving me like the perfect little segue into, why are eggs so good for you, Trudy? Okay, eggs have so many nutrients that I should probably mention. And so we know they have about 6 grams of protein. I always used to think of them as 7. Probably yours are more 7 because they're just such big eggs. They have all sorts of amino acids. They're great for the eyes. All type of, every kind of study that comes out with supporting eye nutrients and eye nutrients are huge if you're 50 plus. And so eggs have all of the special lutein, and they have high carotenoid content, which helps prevent macular degeneration. So all of the eye nutrients are there, which, you know, decrease cataract development, which is a big deal. It's a really big deal. And so then also eggs are full of the nutrients that help your brain. They have choline, and, you know, choline helps you have a really good heart and really good brain, and all the nerves, those are, you know, that go down your spine and out to every organ of your body and your muscles. The body needs choline for that. And so that's high in eggs. And so it's also high in vitamin D, but only if they're like a Dan Martin egg. If the chickens are out running around outside in the sun, that sunshine is then in the egg and in the form of vitamin D. And so and then when they're eating all these fabulous little bugs and little pieces of plant and they're doing their forage thing, they're getting high vitamin A. And so those two nutrients are really hard to absorb. And so when you are getting these, you know, these are the nutrients that we are very low in now. So, you know, that's very different than an egg that is a factory farmed egg, an egg that is, what do we call these confinement eggs where they're inside, right?
Animal feedlot operation.
They have a roof over them.
And,
yeah.
You know, while you're saying all these wonderful things about eggs, now, what if you could have that nutrition value at a reasonable price, which we just discussed before the last break, about $2.66 a pound is the equivalent price per pound for our eggs. And what if not only the product were good and good for you, but the process were transparent and you could see through it and you could understand that you enjoyed the eggs, they were nutritious for you, but you feel very good about the manner in which they arrived at that product. And that's what we're about, is the integrity of how we get to that good product.
Now, how do you think eggs got a bad rap? You always say eggs aren't sexy. You know, it's like, I think they are. I think they're just this fabulous whole food. It comes in this easy packaging. It's like it's got a shell. You crack it. It's just so easy to work with. I mean, where do you think that the egg went wrong?
I think, you know, there were some cholesterol myths and also some misconceptions about good cholesterol and bad cholesterol at some time. And recently, you know, the USDA actually revised the cholesterol content of eggs. They actually studied it again and found that eggs don't have as much cholesterol as they did. It's like 14% less than they posted on the nutritional information panel. If you open up a carton of our eggs, you'll see the nutritional data on the inside.
Do you think that eggs were competing with other forms of higher, more expensive protein? Or what do you... breakfast cereal? I don't know. Somewhere way beyond cholesterol, it seems like eggs get beaten up on for some reason.
I think that eggs just became so commonly available without knowing where they came from, and they were so cheap.
Yeah.
You know, that they couldn't be that good if they were a dollar a dozen at the drugstore or something, you know. And when you look at the process behind it, how they're raised, they're done very efficiently in cages and, you know, feed silos next to buildings and chickens that don't see daylight and so forth. So I think that there's been a combination of some myths about the nutritional value and also the cost of it. And, you know, what we're doing is we're selling a responsibly priced egg that, you know, is probably a little bit more than you might pay for a chicken that's been living its life in a cage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And now, what about local feedback? I mean, you get a lot of positive feedback from people who try your eggs. Once they've had your eggs, I mean, they just aren't turning back.
You said eggs weren't sexy. You know, we had Mark Beauchamp had written a little column on us last Saturday.
Yeah.
And in the Record Searchlight, I drilled down to some of the comments just to see, you know, who's taking shots at me or whatever the comments happen to be. And somebody said, Lazy 69 eggs rock.
Oh.
So maybe they are sexy after all.
Maybe
I'm not sure.
Are.
But for somebody to say the eggs rock, I mean, that's pretty cool. And that's the type of feedback I get. And part of it is because we're transparent. When you see me, you're seeing the Lazy 69. When you see my wife, you're seeing the Lazy 69 Ranch. You're seeing through us to the transparent, you know, process. And, you know, if that's what makes them rock, and that's what it takes, and letting our chickens get their graze on, then...
Oh, yeah.
Then that's what we're going to keep doing.
Excellent. Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to change the topic to Lazy 69's beef. So there's more. And then, you know, I want to play that song again for you. So listeners, here we go again with Dan's favorite song, Ridgetop. We'll be right back.
Well, I live on a ridgetop, and Lord knows I like it just fine. Where it's windy and foggy, all the time.
Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
9 a.m. Saturday, September 17th is Reading Recreation's Youth Triathlon and Health and Fitness Fair at Caldwell Park. Youths ages 5 to 18 are invited to swim, bike, run, and have fun at this beginner-friendly event. Everyone's invited to the fair to eat healthy goodies, win prizes, watch performances, and play games put on by local businesses committed to health and fitness. Prepare for the race at the triathlon prep camps on Saturday, August 27th and September 10th and receive a substantial discount. Hurry, registration prices increase as the event draws nearer. Women, come join the Fitness and Adventure Club as we hike, bike, play tennis, and more starting Saturday, September 24th. Be part of a group of women of all ages and abilities in a guided and encouraging environment as we get active for free. Visit us at readingrecreation.org or call 225-4095 for more details and to register.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome back. Hi, you're listening to Positively Healthy. I'm Trudy Pratt. In the studio, we have Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch. And Dan, welcome back.
Hello.
Well, you know, for those people wondering how to get a hold of you, maybe we should just let them know.
Well, yeah. I think the easiest thing, you know, get a feel for us by going to our website at lazy69ranch.com.
Okay.
And so lazy69ranch.com tells, you know, who we are, kind of what we do thing. You know, if you're interested in trying our eggs sometime, which, you know, we really, really appreciate the local support. And we need that.
Yeah.
And we're very, very close. You know, we are a sustainable operation, truly family operated and owned. Or is it, am I owned and operated by
them?
I'm not sure which way that goes.
It's really obvious.
But, you know, give us a try. We're truly a local business. We're not a front for something else. And, you know, go to Orchard Nutrition Center. You can go to Holiday Market. And if you go to your market and they don't have our eggs, please grab your manager by the collar and ask him why they don't have our eggs.
And sometimes the public can meet you. Orchard Nutrition, they do these sort of promo days or something, right?
Yeah,
sometimes,
in fact, October 15th, we've got one coming up. We have this kind of parking lot fest at Orchard where
Excellent.
It's a meet and greet. I do barbecue samples of our grass-fed beef for customers and throw eggs at them. And,
lovely.
So
come and be a target.
It's a cool thing because it's kind of like a day off for me.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because I still have to go home and do everything. I had to do it anyway. But I get to see my people, people that support me, and thank them and shake their hands, and they get to ask me questions. And you know, I would just say, you know, if your current favorite egg is listed at Cornucopia, check them out and see how they scored. Go to cornucopia.org and look at the egg scorecard and find your favorite egg. If it's not ours right now, find it.
Yeah.
And see how they scored and see what the comments were. And then give us a try sometime and see if you notice a difference in quality.
Oh, great. Now, you'll be speaking in November at our Weston A. Price nutrition meeting. So Dan will also be a featured speaker there. So if you want to just sit back and have at a potluck and hear Dan talk, that's fun, too. So now let's talk about beef. So at Orchard and at the other stores, let's see, we're talking Tops Market.
Yes, Tops
and Sunset.
Holiday Market. Yes.
Okay.
Holiday Markets, Kent's Meat. And we already mentioned Orchard Nutrition a couple of times here.
Yeah. Where else?
Where else do we have, you know?
What holidays?
Cottonwood. Okay. We're as far south as Cottonwood. Actually, Paradise, the holiday market.
Oh, really?
In Paradise,
oh,
of all places. We have some big fans up there, apparently. And they have, they went to their manager and asked for our eggs, and you know what?
Excellent.
Our eggs are there now, so that's cool. You know, so the holiday market on Hartnell, the one in Palisadro, and the holiday up on Placer and Buenaventura also has our eggs.
Okay. Well, see, that's easy. Now, beef. Let's talk beef, because I keep saying we're going to talk beef, and then we keep coming back to eggs because everything's so interesting. But we are running out of time, so I want to make sure we get to talk about grass-fed beef. And so now, how long have you been doing that?
Well, we started in 2001, believe it or not.
Okay.
And much like the egg program, I guess if you call it, I wanted to create a true Shasta County product that people could be proud of. Not that just tasted good at the end, but something that the process was, you know, basically transparent is with our egg operation. You want to see how we do it? Well, what we do is we have basically now kind of struck a nice little working arrangement with Hat Creek Grown, with Pam and Henry Giacomini up in Hat Creek, and they raise our beef for us. And the reason that I've done that is because all of our beef is pastured from start to finish right here in Shasta County.
And pastured means what?
Pastured means they're eating grass.
Yay!
They're getting their graze on.
Yeah.
They're getting those omega-3s off the pasture. They're not in a feedlot. They're not finished in a feedlot. They go right from the pasture. And so we are very proud of the fact that we have basically created grass-fed beef for Shasta County from Shasta County that starts and finishes right here in Shasta County. It's a true local product, and we also have that available at Orchard Nutrition. So what we've done is these, and it seems, you know, 10 years has gone by since I started this grass-fed beef experiment. And we're very proud of our process, as well as our product, just as we are with the eggs.
Now, okay, you have burger. Like, tell us what you have. You have pretty much what all the...
We have a full array of cuts. The most popular is burger, because like the eggs, it's nutritious. It's economical for, you know, you could basically, you know, you can go buy it. We did this when my family came to visit. You know, what do you cook for the family? It's easy. You got to cook every night kind of thing. So I did a scramble one night with a bunch of eggs, like 2 dozen eggs, and a pound of burger mixed in with it, and they loved it. Everybody was satisfied at the end of the meal, and I kind of put it in perspective, said, okay, if I had to go to the store, you know, this whole meal, this 2 dozen eggs would have cost me about $8 or $9. The pound of burger would have cost me $5 or something like that. So you're looking at $13 or $14, and we fed like 8 people.
Wow.
It's like, okay, that's what people start getting was, wait a minute, I'm getting this unadulterated protein economically, and it's going along, it's working for me in more ways than one. It's working for my body and my pocketbook.
Now, why do you think that that doesn't make sense to so many people? Are they not just crunching the numbers, or where did we go wrong?
I think, you know, one of the things is that I have said earlier, you know, we have responsibly priced food. When you buy our food, it probably will be a few cents more here and there up front. However, once you've bought it, it's truly paid for. There's no lingering debt to society in the form of pollution or a big carbon footprint going on. Once you bought and paid for it, and your dollars are going back right here local. So it's truly paid for. Whereas people have been conditioned, I believe, to thinking that cheap food is the norm. You know, a dollar for a dozen eggs sounds suspicious to me. I know what it takes to make a dozen eggs the right way. And when somebody can do it for a dollar and sell it at a retail level for a dollar a dozen, something's fishy to me there. And so I think that, you know, it's a matter of priority economics. I understand it completely. People don't want to spend any more on anything that they have to. But when it comes to the point where you're more concerned about, you know, the quality of fuel you're putting in your car than the quality of fuel that you're putting into your body, there's something wrong. You need to step back and think about your priorities. And I, you know, have seen it firsthand. The quality of fuel that I put in my body, it's evident in my ability to work 8 days a week and get this stuff done that I'm doing.
What kind of lessons do you want your kids to take away from this whole venture?
I want them to be self-reliant. I want them to know that they don't have to follow the mainstream ideal in America of growing up and going to work for somebody else, waiting for a pension that's a percentage of what they used to earn, you know, and retire. That's a good, secure route, but I want them to be self-reliant. I want them to have a good work ethic. I want them to know what it's like to get up and work every day. And I think they'll take that with them. I really do.
Do you ever miss your old job? And what was your
job was that?
And what was that old job?
Boy, You know, my first career was in hydrology, and I worked 4 days a week with a company vehicle, salaried, pension, you know, the whole works. And I gave all that up because I was in love with my family and wanted to spend my time with them, even if it meant going from a 4-day work week to an 8-day work week. And so that's kind of what I did. And I wanted it all started with my mom getting sick and revamping the way that she approached food and what she was eating. And I saw how a radical change in her diet from away from the processed food back to the whole raw foods really turned her around and turned all of us around. That was
my
inspiration.
And what did she have? What sickness did she get? She actually
had breast cancer. And she became her own advocate and learned tons and tons of things that she didn't know before that wasn't necessarily mainstream advice. And she started looking into more raw foods and getting this processed stuff out of her body and giving her body a chance to regenerate properly. And she's beat it. And we're fortunate. But part of it, that's my inspiration, is that I started raising beef for my mom and my family because I'm like, wait a minute, I need to stop this. Whatever's going on, we need to halt it now and get back on track to good, wholesome food.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. If you have a call or any information you want from Dan, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Well, I live on a rich top, and Lord knows I like it just fine. Where it's windy and foggy, quiet most all the time. Yeah, my lawn is pine needles and my driveway is
today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great! I have some envelopes to mail.
The Post Office Saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food! That's a much better idea.
Please join us at the Post Office Saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
Hello, Melinda Brown here for People of Progress with a great way to help yourself while you help your community. It's simple. Buy just one shirt or a book or even a knickknack from People of Progress's Super Thrift Shop. This instantly makes five important things happen. You'll pick up great stuff at great prices. You'll help People of Progress's Food Bank and Resource Center stay open so we can serve 16,000 people this year with 240,000 meals, clothing, blankets, and community gardens. And you'll reuse and repurpose items, which saves energy, natural resources, and space in the landfill. So check us out in person at the Pop Thrift Shop in downtown Reading and bring a friend to help you choose from literally thousands of high quality items. All proceeds stay local to help your local community. So shop Pop. We're open Monday through Saturday in downtown Reading. Our motto is do what you can with what you have where you are. With this community's help, we've served homeless and hungry people in Shasta County for 40 years. With your help, we can continue to do so. Buy a shirt, shop Pop.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Positively Healthy, and we're in our final segment with Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch. And welcome back, Dan.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, you know, during the break, we talked a little bit about the fact that you still really think you're kind of an underdog.
Like we are, very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. You know, you look at our carton, for example, and if you look at our carton, you'll see four chickens. You'll see a rooster and a hen holding hands with two chicks on there. That's me and my family, all the four of us. That was designed by my son. Everything, you know, people think, oh, you have a graphic art department. Yeah, it's my seven-year-old. And we send it in to the guy that, you know, and, you know, we actually scanned it and sent it to him, and this is what we want in our carton. And he made it happen for us. If you look at our Uncle Sam logo with a little red hen up there, that's our little red underdog up there. We are a true family operation. We are working very hard for you and for our customers. We are trying to do right by you, by the land, by the hens with their nice retirement program we talked about.
And
we are a no-kill facility. We have really worked very hard to provide an operation of integrity and to give you a lot of reasons to buy from us. We're organic, we're free range, we're local, we're family. We have a darn good egg. And you know what? We got the highest score in the nation for our process.
Yeah, you sure did.
Cornucopia.org. Check out the egg scorecard. If you don't believe me, go. It's real. These are objective, nonprofit people that came out and grilled us. And that's the result of their findings, their scrutiny of our ranch.
Impressive. Now, what advice do you have for business people starting a venture? People who are thinking maybe whatever they have going through their mind that they might be good at. What's your advice for startups?
For one, I would say if you have a passion for something, you're going to be good at it and run with it. However, make sure that you know what your economy of scale is.
And what does that mean?
What I say that is, like, for example, as low overhead as we are, I still have a refrigerated truck that I have to be legally be able to deliver eggs. That's part of my overhead. I have a truck payment that's associated with that.
Yeah.
You know, I have a pickup truck payment that hauls my feed home for me. And, I have a dedicated building with a state-of-the-art stainless egg washing machine that I rebuilt. So I have to sell so many eggs just to cover that overhead, just to pay for my payments and everything that I have built into it before we can even think about, taking a share of something for the family. So I would say be sure you understand where your economy scale really is based on what you really need in terms of your overhead to get there. I know.
So crunch some numbers of what you would have to sell to meet this overhead and see if it's even realistic.
And you don't have to have a business degree to do that. You can just say, I know how many eggs I have to sell each month just to pay the bills, And you need to know that kind of information going into it. And I would say just be realistic with yourself. It's dreamy to start your own business. It's a wonderful thing. I encourage you to do it. You're never going to work harder. But just be sure that you do your homework ahead of time and make sure you don't sell yourself short.
You know, on the internet, I don't have a source. It was some convention in Dallas, Texas, and it said people who raise beef tend to be free thinkers. They're good thinkers, and they might have like a quick draw type mind. They're keen. And how do you feel about that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think it's kind of in the nature of what we do is I ride on Mother Nature's whims. I ride on the seasons. I ride on the days. I ride when it's hot and cold. It means something to me. Everything that happens weather-wise means something to me. And you develop an acute sense of reading the signs. And when you're cooperating with nature and also this animal husbandry thing, you're kind of trying to balance the two things. And there's so much that goes into it that you have to be able to read the signs every time they come your way. And so having that acute ability to do that is to be able to see if an animal's having an issue and to have that eye and to, I can walk into my chicken barns and I can hear if something is not right by their sounds and all these other senses I've developed.
Now, how often do you get out of Round Mountain?
Well, on Saturdays when I do radio shows...
That's not very often.
I make my round of deliveries locally here on Thursdays. That's typically my day to get out, let you straighten my backpack out so I can go back to work and make a few errands and head back up the hill. So it's kind of like once a week.
See other humans. That's your day.
That's my social experiment.
And then when you go to San Francisco every other week, you kind of have your just... Suddenly, lots of people. Do you have culture shock when you're just driving through?
It is a
downtown San Francisco.
One of the best things about going to San Francisco is every store that I stop at is so grateful to have what I'm giving them and that I've worked hard to develop it and get it to them. They give me lunch. They send me home with free lunch. I never have any stores do that. I mean, they say, "Here, Dan, you must be hungry. You're going to drive a long ways back home. Have lunch on us." And it's wonderful.
How appreciative. True gratitude.
It is. And that fuels me. That keeps me going because there's somebody on the other end that's feeding their family. And you know what floors me is when somebody sends me an email with a picture of their family. These are the people that you're feeding. And I just kind of sit there and stare at it and like, wow, it's really kind of, it's very powerful.
Does that bring a little tear to your eyes ever?
It does.
Okay, he won't admit to that. You know, okay, next question. No, I'm kidding you. It's really sweet.
It's a powerful emotional thing. There's people that I've been feeding for a long time that I've never met. When they send you a picture of, here's my family that's grown up on your food.
Wow.
Cool stuff.
Very profound. Well, thank you for being with us today. And so we'll try to have you on again in maybe a couple of months. You know, we just love having you on. We learned so much. And we love to support our local people. That's part of the philosophy of this show. You've been listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR, and we will catch you next week. Bye.